guess that's all.
Skiff.
Skiff. It's square on the back, but it's pointed on one end. And you put a moat on it to operate
it. How's it different from the bateau, then?
The bateau has a rake in the front.
What do you mean, a rake?
Well, it doesn't have... It has a flat bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then before it gets to the front, it comes up.
Oh, it curves up.
But the skiff comes in with a point. Mm-hmm.
So the skiff doesn't curve up at all, it's just
it
flat.
Comes up some, but this one comes up almost square.
Mm-hmm. Which
like
one is
the one
that?
He's got. That's the bateau.
The bateau comes up almost square.
Yeah, and the skiff has a pointed front, but the back is square.
Mm-hmm. And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say, here.
Dressed yourself?
Or hands him the clothes and says, here.
Bathe and dress.
Or here, what, your clothes, here?
Put your clothes on.
Okay. But you say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes, or what would you say?
Here are your clothes.
And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, don't be scared, I. What gonna hurt you, I?
I am not going to hurt you.
Do you ever say, ain't?
I probably have.
How would you use that?
Well, you just say, I ain't gonna hurt you.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Would you use that word much yourself?
No. I guess you could.
What about them? Say if I say, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
And if she sees a dress that she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
Or it's just
cute.
If it's very, very pretty, she'd say that it was
gorgeous.
Okay. And something you could wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A pen.
And a dime is worth... Tommy got money, a dime.
10 cents.
And do you remember, say if a man was going to, what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it would be a brand?
New one.
Huh?
A new one.
A new?
Suit.
Okay, so it would be a brand?
New suit.
Do you remember when they had the three-piece suits?
The vest?
Mm-hmm.
The coat and the trousers?
Any other name for trousers?
Pants.
Do you ever hear any other name for vest? Do you ever hear waistcoat? For vest?
I've heard the word waistcoat.
Uh-huh.
I guess it meant vest.
Mm-hmm. Who would say that?
I have no idea.
And something that a man could wear if he was working out around the barn, it'd come up like... come up all the way here, made out of denim.
I don't know.
But
apron?
Or something that, like, it's made out of denim, like blue jeans, only it comes up here and has these straps going across.
Overalls?
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and wanted it, you might ask someone, would you run inside and...
get my coat.
And what it to me.
And bring it to me.
So it says, so then he went in and what?
He got my coat and he brought it to me.
Okay, and it'd say, here I have brought you your coat.
I have brought your coat.
Okay, and you say, the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
full.
Or what out? It makes them kind of stick
bulge
out.
Bulge out.